In the meantime, though, let's get to our guest for today's current sports. He is certainly a friend of the show who has been trying to make his NFL dreams come true. We invite now a product of Midden, Michigan, and also former Michigan State lineman, Mekijah Reynolds. Kaj, how you doing, my man?
How you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
Always good chatting with you, brother. Now, Kaj, first off, before we dive into your thoughts on the upcoming Michigan State football season, you know, I was on Facebook the other day, and I was on my timeline. I'm always on social media, and I actually saw on your page something that really made my day, and I'm sure a lot of people's days out there. I was scrolling through, and this actually was posted on August 9th at 2:46 p.m. I saw something that said employed on your Facebook page. Now, I've tried to, you know, do my due diligence and look at to see if you had responded to any of the comments, all of the congratulation comments that ensued after you posted that, but you didn't. So I'm wondering, what is that status all about, my man?
You know, you never cease to imagine, bro. No.
doing my job. Yeah. Just doing my job.
So, not sure. I mean, I'm sure most people aren't aware. I've been real quiet lately. I've always, you know, been the quiet one. I had a little injury when I was with Baltimore. It caused me to be out for a while. And because of that, I, just for longevity of being able to play and knowing that I still have, you know, a lot of time left in me to play, I decided to finally just switch back to offensive line for good. And so because of that, I know that's something that teams haven't seen me do for a long time. So I'm actually going up to Montreal, and I'm going to play for the Alouettes for at least for the end of this season. And then following that, I'll probably, you know, we'll see what happens at the end of the season, decide if I'm able to, you know, make the transition back down to the league or whatever that may be. But I think that's what's going to be best for me right now. Just getting back into the swing of things as an O-lineman and doing things like that. So I was out there last week, and Pop offered me, you know, the opportunity to come play for them. So worked out, did everything, and they, you know, want to have me up there. So I decided to go on ahead and take my talents up north for a while and just see what takes me. You know, I still love the game. Still love doing what I do. The minute that I don't, I won't do it anymore. And the minute like I feel like it is threatening my quality of life and health for the rest of my life, I won't do that. But I still enjoy it right now. I still love playing. And, you know, I just want to do that. I, you know, they say do what you can as long as you can. So I'm going to do that and just enjoy the time that I still have playing, man. You know, it's a lot of fun to me. That has never changed. And as long as I can, I will.
That is such a blessing, Kaj, and that's great news, and I'm sure many people out there listening right now are cracking a smile. So you will be a part of the Canadian Football League, right?
Yes.
And what's the name of the team? The Montreal what?
Alouettes.
The Avalanche, the Montreal Avalanche. Gotta love that. So,
Alouettes, yep.
So when making that decision, Kaj, I gotta ask, again, because I don't think we've seen you play offensive line dating back to, like, your sophomore year at Michigan State. What made you make this transition, and who did you talk to in regards to that move?
Well, you know, originally I made the move when I was, Coach Z kind of made the move for me when we had some injuries. One of the greats that I learned from, Kevin Pickleman, he tore his ACL in the Big Ten Championship game, and I'll never forget that day. And, you know, since that time, I wanted to just do whatever I could to help the team. And I think that mindset kind of traveled with me into the NFL. And although that's a great mindset to have, you got to do what's best for you. If you think you're more talented playing one position, it took me a little bit longer to define and realize that. But, you know, I think it's because if teams still want me to do that and they, you know, saw me previously playing as an offensive lineman and recognize that that's still something that I have the ability to do, then why not? You know, the injuries on defense, it just took a little bit longer than I wanted to heal. And honestly, because, you know, I was standing up with a straight back all the time, I just found myself kicking sometimes and doing different things that, you know, normally I wouldn't do. And I was like, you know, this feels right. This still just feels great. So, yeah, that's pretty much how it came about.
Gotta love that. Now, Kaj, you know, you went undrafted, headed toward an injury settlement with the Baltimore Ravens last year. Mm-hmm. What has this ride up until now been like for you?
Well, you know, it's been up and down, man. It's been really wavy. You see a lot of different things on TV now. I know they have the new show on drafting and stuff, but you don't really see the lifestyle those guys live, where it's basically, I don't want to say day-to-day, but it is in a way. your performance depend or basically your performance during practices and whatnot, having the ability to, you know, basically change your life depending on how you do during, you know, one day of practice or how did you respond during meetings or whatever it may be. It's a long road. It takes a lot. You got to put in a lot of extra work. And, you know, I've been blessed. I played with three teams and, I signed with three teams and got the opportunity to play a lot last year with Baltimore and everything. You know, it's one of those things where I just feel like if not a lot of people are able to live this life, not just the aspect of football itself, but the toll that it can take on your family, on your relationships that you have, because you constantly are just not aware of what's going to happen, what's going to be next for you. But I like this move for me because it just gives me a bit of stability for a while. It allows me to get my technique and whatnot back together and just get back to focusing on the basic things that I used to do all the time.
Yeah, certainly. And I also want to make a correction. I said the Montreal Avalanche. It's the Montreal Alouettes. So the Alouettes. I have never heard of that team. So I'm just throwing it out there for our listeners out there, not the Avalanche. So Kaj, you know, were there any moments for you when you felt like giving up on the dream and possibly switching to a plan B? I mean, you know, because I'm pretty sure especially when you got that injury with Baltimore, that's got to be a discouraging period. Were there any moments where you felt like giving up?
You know, I'm not sure that I ever really felt like giving up. Did I always say I need to be prepared? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, to your credit, saying working the plan B and everything, I actually had things lined up January, February, different things that I was going to do regardless of what happened. So, you know, that's always something that whether it be Coach B or Coach D, Coach Burton, my mom, everybody, really my mom, just from day one, you know, saying work your plan B. And you know, although you have plan A and that's what you want to do, life doesn't always go that way. So sometimes you need to be prepared to take the second course or second option available. Was that something that am I looking into? I was just more aware of the situation. Never was I really just like, man, I might just be done with it. You know, forget it. I'll move on, find something else to do. Mm-hmm. I never really just looked at it like that. Definitely had some moments, though, where, you know, I was just like, well, let me make sure I have all my affairs in order.
Right. So true. And I got to ask, Kaj, what former teammates are you still close with that you talk to on a regular basis to provide that encouragement? Because I know it's a family after you get off the gridiron here at Michigan State.
Oh, man. You know, I talked to, you know, especially over the last few weeks with everything that's happened with Mike Sadler. I've been in contact with my teammates. I talked to Keith Mumphrey a lot. I talked to Curtis Drummond every now and then. I was at Chris Norman's wedding. That's my bro. You know, like you say, it's a brotherhood. These guys that we go into war with and that we go through all these experiences and growing up with and maturing with, you'll never really fall out of touch with any of them. And especially around this time, you know, it's been great to be able to reach out to guys, just, you know, console with them when everything happened with Mike and, you know, just to catch up and see how things are going. So I don't know if it's really just specifically one or two people, you know, it's even people within Spartan Nation, you know, different fans that, you know, that you talk to every now and then that still hit you up constantly. You know, it's great.
Folks, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are chatting with Mekhi Reynolds, former Michigan State lineman who is now a member of the Montreal Alouettes. Now, Kaj, that was a great segue into my next question here. Of course, the passing of Mike Sadler. I just brief thoughts on how you heard the news and your reaction toward the death of Sadler, and what are some of your memories with Mike?
You know, I'll tell you what, I actually got a call from my mom because my mom was the head of the Parents Association. She was one of the heads of it. And Mike's parents were, or Mike's mom was, you know, heavily a part of it as well. As well as Darren Harris' parents. And I think what happened was the word through them talking and my mom actually gave me a call late. I want to say it was on a Sunday and told me what was going on. And, you know, it really hurts you and it really hits you hard because he came in with me. And you hear about Spartan Greats passing and there are people that you didn't necessarily know but knew of and things like that. And this is the first one, really, even in high school. Well, not really in high school, but this is the first one from state who is somebody that I knew, somebody that, you know, I went to war with. I have a lot of respect for Mike. I'll never forget, there was a time when I was actually struggling with a couple of classes, and it was around finals. And Mike, of course, you know, he's taking some near rocket science. And,
right.
And you know, I'm in there just trying to focus and trying to do my work. But you know how it is sometimes when you're in there by yourself, you lose focus and stuff. And Mike would stay in there. And, you know, anytime I get off focus, he would just do something just to keep me on task. And he would bring me food during finals time when I'd have to study in there late and stuff. And Mike was one of those people that you just don't want to lose. You hope that you have the opportunity to work with somebody like him, to be a teammate to somebody like him. And, we lost a great one with Mike. I really feel for his parents, for his family, his sister. You know, this is just, it's been a really tough time for them. I hope that they know that their son is somebody who I would hope my son to grow up to be.
Yes, that will be the ever-present storyline as the Michigan State football team embarks on yet another season less than a month from now, actually on September 2nd, mm-hmm. at Spartan Stadium against Furman. Akaj, I know you still follow the team very closely. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on what the Michigan State football program has done since you've left it? Again, a college football playoff berth last year. And mm-hmm. what are your thoughts on this team moving forward this upcoming season?
You know, I'll tell you what, man, it's just been a steady ride since Coach Diaz first got in here. You know, going from a team that was, you know, breaking even, you know, 5-6, 6-5 seasons, and then moving on to the championship years, and so quickly and dramatically. And I think the biggest thing about Coach Diaz has been just the consistency. You don't see us falling off just because we lose star players. It's really a next man up mentality here. And I think that's what it really takes to become one of the elite teams, elite programs in the country. And anywhere that I've gone over the last few years, anytime that I mention that I went to Michigan State, it instantly brings a sense of respect with it. And that's something that I think we didn't, you know, people might say, oh, you know, you went to Michigan State, okay, that's cool. But now people actually pause and say, oh, you know, you went to Michigan State, you were part of something. You know how to play ball, you know how to do whatever it is that you do. And I think that's something that's a lot different than times past. There's a lot more respect coming. Now, don't get me wrong, we still are getting disrespect within our own conference, and that'll soon stop. I don't even know if it will. Who cares? I think that's something that we thrive off of as well.
Yeah, and again, you know, you see the attention that the Michigan football program has gotten this entire offseason, mm-hmm. with the satellite camps that Jim Harbaugh has thrown, and of course the whole mm-hmm. Jumpman revealing mm-hmm. when it comes to the Michigan jerseys. I mean, but you know, in a way, you guys kind of like laying in the weeds, though, right, and really surprising people as the year goes on. Is that kind of a hallmark to Coach D's program?
Yeah, you know, I think it is. We don't really trip off of the little things like that, like jerseys. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, is it cool that, you know, Michigan's getting to be a Jordan school? Yeah, that's cool. That's something that you don't deny. But with that said, you know, you can't really tell what brand it is in the fourth quarter when the jersey is dirty after getting, you know, negative some odd rushing yards in a game. So that's great for them, and that's really great. But it's only going to matter for about 5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
But you know, like I say, I think that Coach D doesn't really need a gimmick. He doesn't really need anything else like that to get his players motivated or to have us playing the right way. It's, you know, that's great for them, but doesn't impress me.
I love it, man. Gosh, shots fired. See, this is what I love, man. I love getting former MSU football players on the show because they're not like, they're not in shackles when it comes to the SIDs at Michigan State. They can be real with it. So I appreciate the honesty there, Gosh.
Absolutely.
Before we get you out of here, my man, moving forward, you know, I find your story so intriguing, and you have many people, including myself, rooting for mm-hmm. you post your college career at Michigan State, which was great. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you with the CFL now. But if there are any, you know, future players out there who are, you know, especially for rookies out there that have gone undrafted and are trying to make an NFL roster, If you could sit down with them right now and talk to them through the speakers, do you have any advice for rookies trying to make that dream come true?
Trust God and trust the process and enjoy the process, because it makes you that much more grateful for the entire experience. I think my rookie year going in, I was originally with the Saints or somebody, and then I ended up going to Miami for preseason and all that. And I think the biggest thing that I've learned is to trust the process and to just enjoy it, because you truly don't know when it's going to be your last, and nothing is guaranteed. It's not really a brotherhood like how college is, in terms of you're not immediately going to have people trying to take you under your wing. So really just look out for yourself, keep God first, and just trust and enjoy the process, man. That's really it. Grind all the time. All the time.
The one, the only, Mr. Mekhijah Reynolds, former Michigan State lineman, now offensive lineman with the Montreal Alouettes. Kaj, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking some time this afternoon.
Thanks again. You're a gentleman and a scholar.